Thank you, Brother Panucci. Very happy to be with you. First New England Convention. I was in Hartford in 84, but this is the first time I've been to New England Convention. I'm kind of overwhelmed. Brethren are very precious. I thank the Lord. I thank the brethren. I have the opportunity to be here. I was in Texas last Saturday through Thursday. And I was with a dear friend at the Fort Worth Convention on Wednesday and Thursday. And they voted to send their love to this convention. And interestingly enough, I had to study was on consecration. So this is kind of a continuation thereof. We sang that hymn. Take my life and let it be ever, always, all for thee. That's what consecration is. I want to thank Larry, and I know, well, I don't see him at the moment. There he is, beloved. Thank you for laying the foundation. So now we go on with consecration. The theme text, Larry mentioned a couple of times, Romans 12:1. That is consecration. It's quite a word. And what it means is more than we can comprehend. Yet with all that, by His grace, He's given us the opportunity to consecrate our all to Him. The veil of the tabernacle, of the holy. And we are the Lord's. That's the one thing we want to emphasize. If nothing else, we are the Lord's. We are. Bear that in mind. Day by day, hour by hour. If we could do that. Sometimes it kind of strays a little. But we are His. Understanding it and realizing it, that's what we must needs do. So we look at the word consecration, and we note that word appears only once in the New Testament. Many times in the Old. What does it mean? Note the meaning thereof. A dedicatory sacrifice. A fulfilling of something for the Lord. A dedication. To be appointed. To purify. That's the word sanctify. To accomplish. To confirm. Work plus yielding. In other words, you yield to the work. Times yourself. yes. Devote to religious uses. Renew. Inaugurate. Dedicate. To make or declare. Or be set apart as sacred. Consecration. That's what we've done. When we are baptized, we've already made the decision and have already made the consecration. So we look at the scripture, which is assigned, Romans 12:1. And the Apostle Paul says, I beseech thee, which he's saying, I urge you, brethren, which Larry already covered, to present your bodies. And as he's pointed out, what is that you present? It is that which is your belief in Christ. And of your offering of yourself to Christ, and Christ offers to God. Consecration. Presenting your bodies a living sacrifice. Now, brethren, we all understand that that's nothing that we can fully apprehend. And even to this day, if we've been 50 years, 40 years, 30 years, whatever it is, to really, truly understand what that means. But we have the desire. Ah, yes, the beginning of consecration. The desire to serve Him. Present our body as a privilege. Stop to think what the word privilege means. Well, I think the beautiful example is at camp, the young ones. They have what they call privileges, whereby the young ones can sign up for privileges. And what are those privileges? To wash dishes, to clean up the camp, to do odd jobs of one kind or another. Those are privileges. Well, here we are. Presented our all to the Heavenly Father. What's the privilege? To live for Him, to do for Him, to go for Him. It's a blessed, precious privilege. We make the consecration. We begin the narrow way. And at times we find a question. Am I His or am I not? Sometimes that happens. Sometimes we stray just far enough that comes to mind. So we look at Romans 8:16. And what do we read there? We read that the Spirit bears witness that with our spirit that we are His. Well, we have a number of witnesses that we can ask ourselves, truly, am I His and am I truly consecrated as I covenanted to do this covenant of sacrifice? We ask ourselves. Have we had the witness of repentance and drawing? Yes, otherwise we would not have made the consecration. And surely the witness of consecration of all we have, that's what we presented, presenting our bodies. The witness of chastisements and discipline. Do we have that? The witness of the willing submission to Him. The witness of separation, separating us from the world. The witness of taking pleasure in the knowledge of God and His Word and His truth and His commandments and those things whereby we want to live by. when is the prompt obedience? Not a matter of, do I have to? I'm not sure I can. But a prompt obedience. The witness of overcoming the world. The witness of growth, of the grace of the Spirit.
The grace is there.
The witness of living godly in Christ Jesus. Live God in Christ Jesus. There's another part of the scripture, and what does it say? All who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer what? A natural result of godly living. Now, Brother Russell points out that some of the above witnesses are in all the saints. So, indeed, we should have it. Some of these. But then he says, all of these witnesses are in the mature Christian. Consecration is a process. And there's a precious article on 405 in the reprints. I want to take the time to read it because if we're looking at consecration, here it is. Now, our consecration, the Lord has given us, which we have when we were born, ears to hear with, eyes to see with, mouth to speak with, arms to work with, and legs to walk with. These are all for Him. We quote. Submission is a strong word. Consecration still stronger. Surrender is cessation of resistance. Consecration, the transfer of all we are and have to Christ for active service. It covers person and property, talents and opportunities, and accepts of Christ as leader, manager, friend, and Savior. Present, active, and efficient in all the minutiae of life. There are degrees of consecration. And even entire consecration is progressive. And we clarify when he speaks of degrees of consecration insofar as we made a full one. But then the effort to carry that out, the further we go, the further we're able to, more time to the Lord, less time to worldly things insofar as that which is necessary. And you stop and think about the need, the necessity to take time to eat, take time to work, take time to do for your family. It's all time taken. But it's that time that we can get more and more for the Lord as we go on. And as we learn that, to more and more to put that to the best use in serving Him. Entire consecration is progressive. For new interests, cares, burdens, capabilities, and opportunities arise and wait disposal. And Christ is revealed in new relations, making new demands, offering new privileges, and these await trustful acceptance, so that ever and anon, the proposition to devote all to Christ and receive all of Christ claims fresh attention. Many commit spiritual interests to His care and worry on alone with temporal concerns. They trust Him to save their souls, but hesitate to ask His aid in business, accept daily grace, but doubt respecting daily bread,
Rejoice in Christ as Savior, but fail to apprehend him as a brother, a companion, a present, constant friend.
Always with us.
What a precious, precious thing. Consecration is not absolutely perfect until the fullness of our Lord is perceived and received, and the fullness of life is devoted to him. For every revelation of Christ calls for new devotion from us. The consecration must be as broad as the apprehension, as you can apprehend it to be, covering the fullness of Christ and the fullness of man. That you're able so to do all that we have.
There's a precious scripture in Romans, the 13th chapter and the 14th verse, where we're told to put on the Lord Jesus. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh, fulfilling the lust thereof. Put on the Lord Jesus. That's what we're doing. We have this, the theme text. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Excuse me. Christ in you. And the Apostle Paul said, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Songs in the Night, for October the 16th, which we have just previously had, we want to point this out. Our hearts are already consecrated to the Lord. We're already adopted into his family by the begetting of his Spirit. That is, the Holy Spirit. But our flesh is not perfect. And it continues to love many of the garments of the old nature, which we are to put off. Gradually, we are to substitute the new clothing, the livery of heaven, by which all may know us outwardly, as well as to know us by profession to be children of God, brethren of Christ, heirs of God, joint heirs with our Lord Jesus. Putting on the Lord Jesus is not the work of a moment, nor of an hour, nor of a month, nor of a year. It is a work of a lifetime. But unless it be begun, it will never be completed. And indeed, we may be sure that we can never fully put on Christ's characteristics, but to the degree it is possible for us. However, the Lord will see our endeavor, our strenuous fighting to put off the old nature, put off the old works of the flesh, and to be clothed with the garments of righteousness, suitable to our relationship to him. The livery, the clothing, that will make us separate from the world, sanctified to God, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
That's a picture. That's what we have. That's what we are. That's what we're doing. That's what we must carry out. Examine our lives, and we look, and we continue to note, or at least we should, how are we progressing?
And again, looking at Romans 12:1, present your body the living sacrifice, to be able to approach it with a thought in mind each day.
Your body is presented as a sacrifice, which it is, but just to note and understand and realize as we rise in the morning, one more day's work for Jesus, presenting our bodies a living sacrifice. That is holy, as Brother Larry pointed out. And because it is holy, through the merit of Christ, it is acceptable to God. And then adding, it is our reasonable service. It's reasonable because we are his.
be able to look at it and understand it and see it. That we are His. Our lives, what we do, how we act, what we say, our behavior is to imitate the best we can Christ our Lord. When we look at consecration and all that is part of it, we note there are a number of things that are brought forth that begin with a D. And they are those things which point out what consecration is. We'd like to go through as many as we have time for. Because consecration begins with a desire. It is the desire to give our all to Christ. And the scripture that we would like to point out is Luke, the 22nd chapter and the 15th verse. Luke 22 and 15. And this, that you will recall, the time of the Passover, the time when Christ would institute the memorial of His death. 22nd chapter, in the 15th verse. And He said unto them, with desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Because He knew that's what He must need to do. But He wanted to carry this out first. His desire was that it be done that they might remember His death. So we look at any who come to Him must come with a desire. The desire to serve the Lord in spirit and in truth. To present your bodies a living sacrifice. And then we want to note that it takes a demonstrator. Christ is the greatest demonstrator of all. Christ has demonstrated what it is to walk the narrow way, to walk the straight path, the path to glory. And we are to follow in His steps. But we want to note 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter and the 1st verse, where the Apostle Paul is speaking. And the Apostle Paul, as an example of a demonstrator of one who has given all to Christ, he said, follow me as I am follower of Christ. Now, these are examples, both Christ and Paul. But they're not among us. So, in observing another who is living contemporarily with us, yes, then we can see someone who has demonstrated and is demonstrating what following a master is all about. What it is to give all to Christ. Bearing that in mind, they, without knowing and realizing it, have lived the Christ-like life and being observed by another, then as a result, making a consecration. I look back on my beloved mother, who died in 1987, as one who I observed her life, what she did, how she acted, how she behaved. Precious and beloved mother, she was my demonstrator. I don't know, as each one of us, if we have beheld, brethren, beloved, before we have given all to Christ, that has had an influence in our decision.
to give all to Him. Having the desire, no need to be the demonstrator, then we've come to a matter of the decision itself. The consecration, in other words, Romans 12:1, which we have pointed out and we're bringing forth as consecration.
And again, pointing out the very fact, when we made the decision, made the consecration, not fully understanding exactly what it meant, and yet with all that, presenting our all to Him, that is a decision that affects the rest of our lives. We will understand and realize that once we've made it, our human life rights that Christ secured for us are now sacrificed. A living sacrifice. No longer have we any chance, if you will, to live here on earth at all. We're done as human beings. God is looking at us as new creatures in Christ. We either carry out our sacrifice or wind up in the great company or the second death. But that's accounting the cost, and that's what we must come to realize and understand as we made that decision and took the next step. Having once made the decision, we learn the doctrine. We learn the teachings. We learn just exactly what He expects us to do. And this is a continual progressive thing. Day by day, month by month, year by year. The doctrine, the teachings. The scripture we have is John, the 7th chapter, the 16th and 17th verses. John 7, 16 and 17. The study of His Word and the application thereof, that which we must need, any who have made a consecration. Jesus answered and said, "My doctrine is not mine, but His that sent me. If any man will do His will, he shall know the doctrine, the teachings, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself." He will know by whom he's being taught. And yea, all who come through Christ are taught of God. So now he comes to the realization, the understanding indeed, and having given all to Him, we realize the duty that is needed. Now, here we have the scripture in Luke, the 2nd chapter, in the 49th verse. Which our Master is speaking. Luke 2:49. And this is back when he was 12 years old, as we recall. Long before he was able to consecrate in Jordan. "How is it that ye sought me?" They come seeking him. He said, "Wish ye not that I should be about my Father's business?" But that's my duty. That is that which I must needs do. I must needs do. And this is what we have. Having made the consecration, the duty to perform it as best we can. So then we come to a point where we realize the difference between our life that was
and the life which we now live. And here we have the scripture in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, and the 17th verse. And I'm sure we're all very much familiar with it. This new creation, we become a part of the new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature or a new creation. Old things are passed away, they're behind. Behold, all things are become new. It's a new life, it's a new beginning, it's a new way. I recall in my case, and perhaps you look back in your own and remember, when I came into the truth and made my consecration, there were times when, as I would study and read, tears would come to my eyes. And it was just a feeling of, I'm alive, but at the same time, I'm caught up in the air to a degree to something that's so different than what I had and knew before and understood that it overwhelmed me. If you look back, each one in your case, and remember, what was it that motivated you? Made you that feeling, this is what I want. Lord, here I am. Take me. That's consecration. There's that difference. So we find ourselves going in that different direction. Matthew is the 7th chapter and the 14th verse, which we're all aware of, and this narrow way, this straight gate, in the narrow way that leads to life. A different direction than we were walking before. We were walking down the broad road to destruction, which we have on our chart. But it's a different direction now. With consecration, we're walking toward our Lord. Walking the path of glory, if you will. We find out what we knew, but we didn't know, that it is a difficult way. That straight gate, that narrow way, that difficulty that is there. Luke, the 12th chapter, in the 50th verse, 12:50, where Christ speaks of having this which he must needs do and saying, how am I straightened till it be accomplished? Let's turn to Luke, the 12th chapter, and the 50th verse. He said, but I have a baptism to be baptized with. Complete immersion, if you will. And how am I straightened till it be accomplished? How am I able to carry it out? And recalling, I believe it is Hebrews 5:7. Which he speaks, as though he were son, yet learned the obedience by the things which he suffered. Well, that's a matter of his considering a straightened, that the learning under all circumstances, carrying out the will of God, the suffering that is going to happen because of it. Part of our consecration. Matter of development. Maybe what about putting on the Lord Jesus in the comment that it's not something in a moment or a day or a year. It's for the rest of our lives. It's a matter of development. So let's turn to 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. We'd like to read from 10 to 12. 1 Corinthians 3.
10 to 12. Apostle Paul speaking says, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Present your body as a living sacrifice, that it may be. In bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. In other words, the sacrificing that we are doing. So then, death worketh in us, but life in you. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore I have spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. And that's the truth in love, no matter what. It's a matter of determination. 1 Corinthians, 2nd chapter, in the 2nd verse, the Apostle Paul said, I am determined to know nothing among you. Nothing except Jesus Christ. And Him what? Him crucified. I promised Brother Panucci I'd quit at 10 after. So quickly. Consecration, not only is it a matter of those which we have brought forth to now, it also is a matter of dedication, devotion, discipline, declaration, dependence, the doing of it, and that daily. The discouragement that does come at times, the degrees insofar as the according to your faith be it unto you, the death, when we give all to Him, death as far as human beings are concerned in the sight of God, and the final one, and the denial that goes with it, the disinterested love, the delighting to do His will, and the deliverance. It's all part of the whole. It's all part of consecration. So we look at it, and we see we are His. Bearing it in mind, consecrating, we give it all to Him. It's all a matter of carrying it out the best we can. All glory to God. Anything, whatever, and however, that we're able to do to glorify Him. The way to the path of glory.
Thank you, Brother Buckley.